Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
My name is Nadja Allen.
Hi, Nadja. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you don't have an attorney already assisting you, correct?
No.
No. Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And was there any sort of serious injury or ailment after taking the depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear. What was it?
Meningioma.
A meningioma. Okay.
Yes.
Again, I'm so sorry to hear. Where was that located in your body?
In my brain.
Brain. Okay. And do you remember what year you were diagnosed with that?
Yes, 2017.
2017, okay.
Yes, November 19th of 2017.
It was November 19th?
Yes, of 2017.
Of 2017, okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No, okay. No worries. And then... next year, the Depo Provera information. Did you take the Depo pill or was it the Depo Provera shot?
It was injections.
Injections, okay. And did you use the name brand injectables, Depo Provera?
I used the brand Depo Provera by Pfizer.
Okay, so the name brand one. And then within 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And next year, the start date, so this could be best to your knowledge, but do you know when you first started taking it, estimately?
Yes. January of 2010.
2010. Okay. And do you know what year you stopped?
August of 2016.
August of 2016. Okay. So you took it for roughly 6 years total. And then next year, the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
All right, perfect. And then is the spelling of your first name N-A-J-A?
Yes, correct.
And then last name A-L-L-E-N?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then we have an email here. It looks like it's first name, last name, 0926@gmail.com.
All right.
And then is the 445-888-1687 your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And what is your mailing address?
4116 Cambridge Street, C-A-M-B-R-I-D-G-E Street, Philadelphia. Pennsylvania, 19104.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then next year, the medical information, was the depo administered by a doctor or by yourself?
By myself.
By yourself, okay. And do you know how many times per year, estimately, you were getting the shots done? Or taking a shot?
I was getting it done one time in 3 months.
Okay, so 4 times per year?
Once every 3 months, quarterly.
Okay. So then 4 times per year times the 6 would be roughly 24 times total? Would that be a good estimate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and then the prescribing doctor or facility, do you happen to remember who was the prescribing?
Yes, Dr. Ray Appertino, MD.
Ray Appertino?
Yes.
Apper.
How's his name? A-B-A-R. A-B-A-R-I-T-O-S. A-B-A-R-I-N-T-O-S, I believe.
Okay. And is he in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Okay. On, is he on Busselton Ave?
Yeah, correct.
That's the one. Okay. And then what pharmacy did you go to?
CVS Pharmacy.
Okay. Do you happen to remember which street?
On Locust Street.
Locust.
In Philly.
Okay.
Yes. 43rd and Locust.
Okay, I found it here. One moment. And then for the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay. And do you happen to remember the diagnosing doctor's name or facility?
The diagnosis doctor name, yes, I remember his name. His name is Dr. Paul Marcotti. Or I might be saying, pronouncing his last name incorrect.
Is it M-A-R-C-O-T-T-E?
Yeah, correct.
That's it. Okay. I found him here. What hospital was he at?
Right? Penn Presbyterian Medical Center.
Okay, one moment. And that's on 39th Street?
Yes.
Okay.
50, yeah, yes.
Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then, so there was no prior radiation then for you either?
No.
Right, okay. And did you have treatments done at the same facility, same doctor?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. One moment here. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Was there a surgery, radiation, chemo?
Yes, brain surgery, active monitoring, steroids.
Okay, and do you have any family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then... were you hospitalized for it?
Yes.
You were. Okay. Okay. And then there would be a medical record for you showing the diagnosis, at least for the doctor, correct?
Yes. You have to contact my doctor for that.
Okay. And they will request them, but in case they are needing assistance, are you able to send those by mail or electronically?
Yeah, but I'm not in the city right now.
Okay.
I'm out of town.
Yeah. No worries. They'll request it. They just want to know if you're able to. And then do
okay.
You have access to your MyChart login by chance?
I would just have to get it. I could get it from.
Okay. No worries. And then lastly, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Not currently, not right now.
Okay.
Me and my children.
No worries. Then let me put that in one moment. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
That's fine. Okay. Oh, and then before I prep up the forms here. For the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
November. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm eating everything.
No, it's okay.
March 1984. I'm thinking about my diagnosed date.
And that was 3/22/1984?
Okay.
1984. And then, where is, and then your social?
My social security number is 182-64-0135. Yeah.
Okay, so it was 182-64-1035?
Yeah.
Okay, and then... you said it was okay that I sent the forms via text and email?
Yes. Okay. What's the forms for?
So it's going to be the medical record release forms and then the retainer for the law firm. So that way
okay.
they can contact you. So bear with me here. Let me just put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.